Hello, hello, hello. Fancy meeting you guys here. I know you've had all year thinking, oh, I don't want to listen to this one, but I thought it might be quite nice if I did a little story with you guys. I know a few people are doing that already, but it's here if you want it, and if you don't want it, that's fine. But I thought we had such good success with George and the Dragon last year, and we all seem to really enjoy it, so I thought I'd continue on with that theme, and I'm going to read Legends of King Arthur to you, chapter by chapter, day by day. So let's get started. Chapter 1, The King and the Enchanter. Long, long ago, in the last days of magic, Britain was still a wild place. Eagles flew over the mountains, bears and wild boar grunted and snuffled in the forests, and at night wolves howled at the moon. The last giant and dragon were long dead, but there were still enchanters, people who used the power of magic. The greatest of these was Merlin. People began to tell stories about Merlin almost as soon as he was born. Some say he was from the south, others that he was from Wales. But where Merlin came from was as much a mystery as where he was going. Merlin came and went as he pleased, and no one knew where or when he might appear. On one thing, however, everyone was agreed. Merlin was magic, and when he appeared, strange things were certain to happen. In those days, Britain was ruled by King Uther. Uther was a strong man, but he was quick to do things without thinking first. Because of this, he made many mistakes and many enemies. Some of the dukes and earls of Britain secretly thought that they would make better rulers than Uther. Then there came a dark time. Uther fell in love with the Lady Igraine, who was married to the Duke of Cornwall. And Uther made war against the Duke in his castle at Tintagel. He killed the Duke in battle, and the Lady Igraine and her young daughter were filled with grief and hatred. But the more Igraine hated Uther, the more he loved her, until he almost went mad because of it. One night, Uther was having dinner alone in the cold stone hall of his castle in Terrible, when the flaming torches on the walls began to smoke. The smoke flowed into the corner, curled round on itself, grew darker, and then turned into Merlin the Enchanter. The light of the torches threw moving shadows into Merlin's face. With his loose black robes and long hooked nose, the enchanter looked like a huge dark bird. What do you want? Uther asked. Your child, said Merlin. Uther laughed out loud and took a drink from his wine cup to give himself courage. You're mad, I haven't got a child, he said. But you will have, Merlin said. A year after you marry the Lady Igraine, she will have your child. Uther had drunk too much wine, and it made his brain slow. Marry Igraine, he said, but she hates me. Listen, said Merlin. Love can be turned into hate, and hate can be turned into love if you know how. He moved his fingers, and the hall filled with the scent of roses. Can you make Igraine love me without magic? Uther whispered. If you give me the child, said Merlin. He moved his fingers again, and Uther seemed to see Igraine's face hanging in the air before him. Take the child, exclaimed Uther. Take anything you want, but make Igraine love me. The face vanished. Uther turned to say something to Merlin, and he found he was alone again. Next morning, the king woke with a pounding head. The talk he remembered having with Merlin must have been a trick the wine had played on his mind. Yet in time, the Lady Igraine's hate did turn to love. She married Uther, and he forgot all about Merlin. But the death of the Duke of Cornwall was not forgotten. Many great lords met together in secret. They were afraid that if Uther could make war against the Duke of Cornwall, he could also make war against them. They decided to strike first. Exactly a year after her marriage to King Uther, Igraine gave birth to a boy. He was born just before midnight. Uther was in another part of the castle getting ready for a battle at sunrise. When he heard the news, he went clanking off to his wife's room in full armour. He found Merlin waiting for him, cradling the baby in his arms. Igraine and her nurse were deep in a charmed sleep. Why have you come here? Asked Uther. To fetch the child, you promised me, said Merlin. I was drunk when I made that promise, said Uther. I want my son to grow up here with me in Igraine. If the boy stays here, he will die, said Merlin. If your enemies knew you had a son, they would kill him at once to keep him from ever claiming the throne. No harm will come to my son while I live, Uther said fiercely. I know, said Merlin. The way he said it made Uther's face turn white. Merlin, he said, are you telling me that I am going to be killed in the battle tomorrow? Tomorrow's battle will start a civil war that will go on for years, Merlin said. Brothers will kill one another, and sons will fight their fathers. The only hope for peace is this child. Uther didn't listen to Merlin. All he could hear was his frightened heart pounding in his ears. Can't you help me? He said. Can't you cast a spell that will... I came to take the child somewhere safe, said Merlin. When the enchanter carried the baby out of the room, Uther did not stop him. That same night, another baby was born. He was the son of Sir Ector, a knight who lived in a castle on the banks of the River Severn. Sir Ector already had a son, a six-year-old called Kay. Kay had been spoiled by his mother, and Sir Ector had hoped that a younger brother would make him less greedy and selfish. The baby was to have been named Mark, but he died less than an hour after he was born, and his mother died not long after. Sir Ector sat alone and let the tears stream down his face into his brown beard. At least I've got Kay, he whispered miserably. Kay needs a brother, said a voice. I know, sniffed Sir Ector, but what can I do? He suddenly realised that someone was standing in the shadows in one corner of the room, and his hand reached down for the dagger at his belt. Who's there? He called. Come into the light where I can see you. Merlin the Enchanter stepped out of the darkness. He held out a bundle to Sir Ector, a bundle that wriggled and kicked. Merlin, said Sir Ector, what do you want with me? I want you to care for this child, Merlin said. His name is Arthur. Raise him as if he were your own. He can be a brother to Kay, and in time he'll be more than that. But be careful. Never tell anyone that I gave you the child, not even the boy himself. Sir Ector felt confused. He wasn't sure what he should do, but just then the baby started to cry. The cry went straight to Sir Ector's heart, and he reached out and took the small bundle from Merlin's hands. And that's the end of the chapter. I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder if Arthur's going to find out that King Uther is actually his father and not Sir Ector. My goodness. Tune in for another chapter soon.